You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twice. All right, that was Will Brinson with us earlier on this week. I think that was on Tuesday. He was saying definitely bet Adams now at plus 145 for an anytime touchdown. Now, best price, plus 105. Good call there by Will. So hopefully you acted then if you agree, if you're buying into the narrative that he's discussing there. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweat's BetMGM Network. We're on the hunt for betting angles for Thursday night football. So there's not, based on the schedule, we're not going to see a Dodgers-Reds game number three, they don't have anything going against Thursday night football, right? Like, they're knocking out all the baseball games earlier on in the day, right? Because it looks like same time for Tigers, they moved it back. They did make some adjustments. They moved those games back a little bit. So I see Tigers-Guardians about 3 o'clock Eastern, Cubs, Padres, 5 Eastern, and Red Sox, Yankees, 8 Eastern. Oh, so they are going against this game. I think that's probably the right move. You put Red Sox, Yankees in prime time, it's likely to be a crap Thursday night football game.
Baseball should be good today, I think.
Yeah.
Football has a chance to be very not good. And as I joked off the top, if you liked 6, how do you not like 8.5, 9? I'm talking to myself. That's a rhetorical question that I'm imposing internally, because I thought, well, the Niners can't be that unhealthy, can they? Eh, wrong. Who's playing? I have no idea who's playing for the Niners.
Not Purdy. Not Jennings. Not Pearsall.
Great.
Not Kittle. Mm. Still not Ayuk. I don't know. It's CMC. It's Mac Jones under center. And that seems to be about it. Like, I was trying to figure out, okay, who are the top receivers on the team going to be with their top three out? We've got DeMarcus Robinson. I think he's their number one receiver. Kendrick Bourne. This is what we're dealing with. So you have a bad quarterback with no weapons outside of the running back going against a very good defense. So everything's going to be focused in on Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's getting a ton of touches, a ton. 28, 27, 19. On Sunday, Sam, CMC had 31 touches. 31. So you would think it's like a CMC funnel offense. Like, everything has to go through him because they have no other options. But the Rams are aware of this. So my first thought was, I guess CMC receptions make sense. They're probably going to be trailing throughout. They're going to be passing, and they're just going to keep dumping it off to CMC, and I'm assuming that the Rams would allow that. But they also know that McCaffrey's the only thing that they have. So are they going to be able to stop that a little bit? I would not take him for anything rushing. I would not do total yards. I wouldn't be interested in that because why? I don't think they're going to be in a position where they can run. 6.5 receptions, it's pretty good. He's got 43 targets, 31 catches in 4 games so far. But, I mean, you say it all the time. You're gambling. It feels like anything Niners related, you're gambling tonight.
Sure. And they've caught up on the McCaffrey stuff too. I'm looking at BetMGM right now. The over on catches for him, 6.5, is -150.
Oh,
they know what you're going to bet. Yeah. Come on in. Water's warm. Oh, you want to bet the over? -150. Very curious how the room is going to bet this game, because the Sharps clearly shoved on the Rams. Shoved. And got really good numbers. I mean, this number was 4.5, 5 early in the week. And then you get to midweek and it's 6. And now we're, I mean, looking at the board right now, it's still lighting up. Pinnacle just went to 8.5. Chris is at 9. Circa 9. Superbook 9. BetMGM, our title sponsor, 8.5. Clearly, respected guys came in and bet the Rams. How does the room bet the game? Probably keying on McCaffrey. I looked at him to score a touchdown. Last night I saw BetMGM -110 anytime touchdown. I don't think that's a bad bet. I know it's going to be popular. They should honestly just go Wildcat. I know it would never happen. Just hike him the ball and let him
they
do
might.
Whatever he wants.
It Why
would
not?
Work, I would think, to an extent. And then the Rams would figure it out, and then you'd have to make adjustments to the adjustments. I feel really good, man, about the offensive player bet on him at 25-1. I mean, that was a decent poke that I made several months ago. You're just waiting, unfortunately, as somebody who's watched a ton of Niners over the last few years, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop and you're waiting for him to roll an ankle or do something, because it just – injuries are not contagious, but they feel contagious in San Francisco at this point.
Yeah, offensive player of the year market, Puka, interestingly enough, on the other side, is your favorite. And
we
he should
be. About him. We talked about him too, man, at 20-1. I'm kicking myself every day for not betting that.
McCaffrey's the fourth favorite, +750. So it's Puka, Jonathan Taylor, Bijan not playing this weekend. They're on bye, and CMC. You know who's right after him? James Cook.
That's 25?
You got yes. Now it's like 17, 18. Don't think that's an awful idea. But it's going to be tough to beat these other guys, these other running backs, too, including CMC. I mean, and then there's Puka, too. So, I mean, you look at Puka this year, he has the most targets, most receptions, most receiving yards in the league. He already has 500 yards. We've played 4 games. He has 500 yards. That's going to be tough. That will be popular. That will be in the room. I would not do that. Those numbers are going to be very high, inflated, not interested. Are you buying anything that Brinson was selling there? The touchdown play might not be worth it. Just the narrative, this is where he grew up. And if you look at it, he's killed this team. 5 games, he averages 127 yards per game, and he scored 7 touchdowns in those 5 games. He's also performed in the playoffs too, averaging 9 catches over 100 yards, 114 yards in each playoff game. The number's 54.5 yards for Devontae. 54.5. I'm kind of getting there, man, because I think people are going to be split. Like, what do we do? Well, Puka's had the much better year. They're probably going to bet that route. But, man, Devontae, that was a great price that he grabbed at +145. Wish that was still available. But 54.5 yards seems very gettable, blowout or not.
And he's freed up playing on the other side of Nacua. Devontae, as we know, for a long time in this league, was a legit number one receiver that got bracketed or doubled a ton. You can't do that in L.A., though. So when you combine the freedom that he has playing across from Puka with the genius of Sean McVay, who's having more fun than Devontae Adams this year? Oh, by the way, Matthew Stafford throws a pretty ball. He's in the perfect scenario. And how about Brinson giving out 10-1, 2 touchdowns? I think that's an awesome price to begin with. But look at that price now. BetMGM has the best that I see in the market at 8-1. Greenbook has +650. You think people listen to Bet Sweats or no?
Man, it's a great call. That's a great call by him. Whether it hits or not, you got some great numbers there. Huh. Are you betting this game?
I bet 6, man.
I mean, and you can't do anything with it, because now you can't get off of that.
Nope.
You just got to sit there and watch it.
Just take it. Just sit there and watch.
Take your beating.
Sit in the cuck chair and watch your Niners plus six bet lose.
Well, the GRP play would be go to the other side. Lay nine.
I just chalk it up as a loss. Another dog that's going to get cracked in the NFL.
In what chair?
Nothing. I said nothing.
8.5 at BetMGM. Looking across, Cirque is at 9. It's funny. The Blue Book is at a juice 7.5. Okay. There are other 9s offshore. So that's probably where we're going. We're going to go to 9.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God, this can't get to 10, can it?
You wouldn't think so. If you're a bookmaker, all you've written is Rams money. The last thing you want to do at this point is get out to 10 and then have some group come in and bet you plus 10 and have the game land 7 or 8. That's not what you want behind the counter. You and I know enough guys that have lived this life for a long time. You don't want to get middled on the island game on Thursday night. So I think at this point, what they've done is they've seen the money come in throughout the week. I'm speaking for these guys. I mean, I haven't directly spoken to anybody on this game specifically, but you know what they're doing at this point. They're just trying. They're trying, Joe. They're trying to write a bet on the Niners. So let's just get through all the key numbers. Let's get through 7.5. Let's get through 8. Let's get to 9. Try and write anything on the dog. And there will be players tonight that haven't been interested at all in this game. They're still, uninterested. And then, I'll take 10. Because wise guys, for the most part, are betting numbers, not teams. They don't give a damn about the injury report if they can get 10. When the game on the look-ahead was 3, I mean, look-ahead number here, I'm looking at it right now at Superbook, is Niners plus 3. Now it's Niners plus 9. You know somebody would grab 10 if it ever popped.
I can't wait to play Where's the Room later. I took a sneak peek.
God. Oh, you looked?
I had to. Yes.
And?
We'll do it later. We'll do it later.
Tease me. Anything? Give me a morsel.
Well, an obvious one. One that we talked about that you said is minus 150 is, of course, on there. CMC over receptions.
Oh, okay.
That's so obvious.
He's not going to have 7 catches tonight.
No, sure. No, he's not. I'm not going to say what's going to happen there. Okay, so you said we'll talk Survivor in less than 10 minutes. But you said you threw it out Rams early in the week. That's when the number was short of a touchdown. Now we're close to double digits. My prediction is Rams will be back on the table before they kick off tonight. And you will be faced with that. Do we do Rams tonight? Like many others will.
I have given up all power on our Survivor entry. I just make suggestions and then Chirizi and Beef make the call. I will text them during the break here and ask what we're thinking. But I did, I swear, hand up, on Tuesday night, I said Rams, ? I think the issue there is that people don't want to play Thursday night games in Survivor. And I understand it, but you and I have done this long enough. How many times in our lifetime have we ever felt good about a depleted, shorthanded road dog on Thursday night? Mm-hmm. You probably need one hand to count.
I hate Thursday night football. I don't love doing division games, even though I've done it this year. Like, there will be people that don't go there. So you know what that's also going to do, Sam? It's also going to bring the pick percentage way down. If this was on Sunday, it would be a top two pick. I don't think it's going to be a top two pick, even though it should be, because it's the second highest point spread of the week behind the Lions. So that's going to be an interesting conversation. And I don't know if people are ready to make that selection on a Thursday too. We've seen that. We saw it a couple weeks ago with the Bills. Like, they were not owned as high as they should have been just because it's Thursday. So we'll get to that coming up. I don't think it's a tough call, though. Like, you look at this. You look at this game. Like, how often? I know you're not going to go against San Francisco. I might. I do have a few loser spots. I might go San Francisco in all of them.
See, that's what is happening in my brain right now, because I've already put in the Patriots in my many losers pool. And we could talk about this on the other side, because we're going to get to Survivor looks and reverse Survivor looks. I put Patriots in early in the week. And I can change that, of course, because if you're in a splash pool, you don't need to put it in through a proxy, go to a casino, whatever. You could just click from the convenience of your own home. You got me thinking now, do I flop out the Patriots and enter the Niners, maybe?
There are not a lot of options to go against the Patriots because their schedule is so bad. That's the argument for you to keep that. And, you know, that was your first instinct. Look at the Patriots' schedule. Such a freaking joke, man. After Buffalo this week, here's what they got. They've got New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland. Maybe the three worst teams in football. It's like, come on. So it's going to be tough to go against them, for sure. We'll break it all down. Survivor next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats. Week 5 starts tonight, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.